We've also heard from Andrew Reitemeyer, and he says, I understand that a lot of work is done by computer modelling. And how do they work out what properties a new virtual molecule has? And I guess we already kind of touched on this, didn't we?
We did. So, there are some quite sophisticated computational methods based largely in quantum chemistry, which we can use to determine the properties of a molecule. Now, the accuracy of these depends a lot on what property we're trying to predict. Some are easy, some are very, very difficult, and people are having to work very hard to get the methods up to a good enough accuracy to try to predict. So, I mean, obviously, we can predict the shape or the size of a molecule. We can then, from that, predict, say, the density of a structure, or even the color is reasonably easy to predict. Other things... maybe, I don't know, the solubility of a material relates both to molecular structure and the crystal structure. That's notoriously difficult to predict. So it really depends on the property you're interested in, whether we can predict it or not. But we're trying to make the methods as widely applicable as we can so that we can predict and design lots of different types of neat and interesting properties.